Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Les Straker. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting 7th. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting 8th. The left fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting 9th. The DH, Mike Young. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bell. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wiggins scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Lenz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Straker fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-1 in the game. Davidson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Knight moves to second. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davidson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight juggles the ball. That's an error on Knight. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lombardozzi picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lombardozzi. Ripken moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davidson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Davidson reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Mark Williamson now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaetti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Wiggins moves to third. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lautner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lautner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rene Gonzalez pinch runs for Larry Sheets. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knight hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Ken Gerhardt. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.